This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 29, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, mid to upper 80s for high temperatures. Is it possible that the federal government could take over the MBTA? That option is under consideration, according to State Senator Brendan Crichton of Lynn, as reported in today's Daily Item. That decision could be based off a report to be released sometime in the weeks ahead. The plans for the closing and repair of the Lynn MBTA station are still up in the air. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson is hoping that the city has input with the T on what happens during construction.
We also think there's real potential for a temporary platform, either at Riverworks or somewhere else along the line in Lynn, and that would allow service to continue through Lynn. And we're also happy to see the T mix and match. So if it takes a little bit to build a temporary platform and get that up and running, well, maybe provide the shuttle service until that temporary platform.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. The drought impacting Massachusetts and Essex County is making a large impact on farmers and their crops. The Salem News is reporting that growers are facing higher costs to keep plants watered, seeing undersized fruit and some blossom end rot. In Danvers, the Danvers Fresh Marketplace is leaving the downtown area. The market sold fresh produce, smoothies, soups, and other items, but the Salem News reports its last day of business will be September 16. A 28-year-old Lynn man has died following a one-car crash over the weekend on North Shore Road in Revere. The Daily Item reports that the car hit a utility pole. The driver's name has not yet been released. Don't forget you can contact us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox lost to the Rays yesterday, 12-4. However, they did take two out of three games in the weekend series. The Red Sox play in Minnesota tonight against the Twins, first pitch at 7:40. In local golf, prep grad Chris Francoeur continues to play well in his efforts to qualify for the Korn Ferry Tour, a PGA developmental league. Nick Giannino has the full story in today's Salem News. Swampscott football is coming off two straight Division V state titles, and they're back at it again this fall. Here is Swampscott Athletic Director Kelly Wolf.
Tell you that they're looking good. They've been working really hard, and you know, now that you bring it back up, Bill, I will tell you, as some people may have already heard, but we have two new assistant coaches in Dylan January as well as Cam O'Brien.
Swampscott AD Kelly Wolf. And check out North Shore Sports Night live tonight at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Thanks so much for joining us right now on North Shore Today.